This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Up close to the boards, though, the Rangers. Here's Drury after it in the corner. Drury spun it out in front. There's the shot. Blocked in front. Rebound. Goal! Buffalo score! Chris Drury! Close! Chris Drury has tied it at one with 7.7 seconds to go! Oh, brother!
Drury wins the draw. Pominville smoked it wide of the net. Kalinin keeping it in. Kalinin drops it back. Held in there. Finnegan off with a shot. Score!
By Lundqvist. Maxim Afinaganov gives Buffalo the win in overtime.
How is it possible that was 18 years ago?
Yep.
How is that possible? I mean, you know what? Here's a fun question. Does that feel like 18 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's a long time ago. On the anniversary of the Drury goal against the Rangers, we get Winnipeg with 1.6 seconds to go. And not a game five, but a game seven.
Yeah.
That they ultimately win. Boy, the Blues. Rough.
Yeah. Reminder, by the way, not to take credit away from my guy, but I am convinced that Thomas Vanek scored that goal to win it in Game 5 against the Rangers. You slow it down, it looks like he deflects it.
You got a piece of it?
It looks like he deflects it. I'm not sure he'll ever admit to it, or if he would even remember. But it does feel like 18 years ago.
18 years ago.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah.
All of it feels like a long time.
So I would have been 27. What was it like to be 27?
I mean, I remember.
You remember being 27?
I remember being 27. It was not that long ago for me.
Yeah.
That's a good age, I think, to go to experience a team like that, too. I mean, I'm 11 and 12, so that's prime also in its own way. But, yeah, 11 and 12.
Yeah, 27.
I'm in middle school.
I had season tickets. I was going to 30 games a year.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I'm not even 27. I'm 26.
That night
that's
was more...
That's the craziest part about all this.
Was that night more a relief? There was the series. The series was relief.
The series, I mean, the whole season was stress.
Yeah.
Because they won the President's Trophy. The first round against the Islanders was stressful. They won it in five.
Right. But imagine that, being disappointed in the play of a series win in five.
Something didn't look right. The Islanders rolled out Wade Dubluits in round one, wasn't it? Was that right? In game one?
In game one, at least.
Then DiPietro after that?
Yeah, I think he comes
back. And
they
won in five, and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they beat the Rangers, and then the Ottawa series. And
yeah.
Just, you know, went quick.
The Ottawa series, which you said this earlier, I guess I don't remember them losing each of the first three games by one goal.
Yeah.
My memory bank is just they got hammered in that series. But I guess the games were close.
Yep.
And then overtime in game five, I mean, they probably weren't coming back and winning it anyway, but.
Game two and game five.
Miller made, I said this earlier, that last night I had a buddy text me that goal with 1 second left by Winnipeg is one of the greatest playoff goals ever. And I said to him, they got to win it first. They got to win the game or no one will ever remember it. Mm-hmm. And there's a save in game five that Miller makes, I think on Spezza, that if they had won that game and then somehow come back to win the series, it would be the greatest save in Buffalo Sabre history. Mm. Like, save the season, it's the, what's the famous save he makes on the Bruins? You know what I'm talking about, though. Like the
3-on-0.
The 3-on-0 paddle save. It's like that.
Yeah.
But it's an overtime of an elimination playoff game. But then they lost like 10 minutes later. So
there are
matter.
Millions of plays that are just forgotten because the team
sure.
lost the game. And they don't get remembered.
Diggs in Arizona
before the Hail Murray is a great play. Sure. You've got, I'm thinking about the Super Bowl where they don't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, throwing down the field to the receiver. Curse.
It like it goes curse? Off his Jermaine Curse.
Yeah.
It like gets kicked up in the air a couple times.
Yes, it's a ridiculous catch. The Patriots almost lost another Super Bowl on an absurd catch down the field.
Right, that's right. Forgot about that.
By the way, maybe teams should have been throwing downfield on the Patriots more. Anyway, yeah, you don't remember that play. You don't remember the plays that are just mixed in that are all-time great moments if your team just ultimately loses.
Yeah. Well, they did throw the ball down the field, just they did it on the 1 yard line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Looking back, that might have been a mistake. Well, good morning, 803-0550. I've got it in my notes as we go down memory lane here to ask you guys a question. I don't know why I have this written down, but
uh-huh.
How much did we ever talk about how much I paid for my first car?
Your first car?
The first car that I bought. Yeah. Have we ever discussed it?
I don't think so. I can guess it's a ridiculously low price.
Okay.
What is this going to be, like 1997?
Yeah.
Ish for you?
96, probably.
Okay.
1996, probably. I'm 17.
What does a used car cost in 1996?
What did I pay for my first car in 1996?
You paid...
I'll take three guesses from you three youngins.
I'm going to guess like $1,900.
Okay, 1900 is in.
$1,900.
Any guesses? Owen? Josh?
I would probably go a little higher than that, like $2,500.
Okay. Josh? We have 19 and 25.
I'm going to go with 27.
Okay.
Oh.
19, 25, and 27. You kind of priced this right, Owen, there.
Yeah.
You didn't give him a lot of room for.
The car was 8 years old, if that helps or makes you think anything different. It was a 1988 vehicle.
I'm thinking about how much my first car costs, and there's a difference there of about 15 years, 16 years probably. So I think I'm taking enough off.
I might lower down to like $1,200.
Down to 12, okay?
Oh, I'm going to 12.
You're going down. You're cutting your price in half because he said it was 8 years old.
100%.
I assumed his first car.
$1,350.
Gosh,
I'm surprised you guys are changing it so much. I said my price, assuming that your car was at least like 5 years old.
Yeah, well, eight.
I'm sticking, 1900.
Okay, correct answer, $700.
Yes!
What do you mean, yes?
I was the closest.
You doubled it.
My first car, I paid $700.
None of us were right. I'm not giving anybody the win there.
I have to take credit for being closest.
No, this is Price.
I win. Price is right.
Price is right. If you go over, you lose.
That's right.
Oh,
also, you went over by double.
Yeah.
$700.
True.
$700.
Yep. For a vehicle,
what was it?
It was a Daytona, an 88 Daytona.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
Pop up headlights. Two door.
Oh, the pop up head. That's an 80s car. That's if awesome. I've ever seen one.
$700.
Wow.
A 1988 Daytona?
Yep. What a car.
I mean, it kind of looks like a sports car.
And, you know, it's sporty.
Sporty.
For 1996 and, you know, in high school with a car.
This is not the car they used in Back to the Future?
That's a DeLorean.
Okay, they all look the same.
That pop-up headlights. The DeLorean has pop-up headlights.
Was that your generation's version of, like, the Pontiac Grand Prix? Because, like, seven of my friends had that in high school.
He had that also.
I did have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my second car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think my dad's first car was like a super cool old cop car that he's told me about. I think it was a Judge, maybe, is what it was called. And he talks about that all the time. And I'm like, this is so unfair.
You know, I feel like my generation doesn't have the cool old for our first car stories.
No.
You guys
like, I like hearing about these old, because these cars don't exist anymore. None of them do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I would still say, like, my first car was a Camry. Which is like, that's a normal car.
Right. Still around?
Yeah.
I had a Pathfinder. It was my first car.
Right. Am I getting yelled at in the chat for confusing a Daytona with a DeLorean, by the way?
Not yet.
I don't think you should be yelled at. They both had pop-up headlights. They didn't look that different.
We just have people in the chat that are sharing what their first car was.
Yeah.
Like a 95 Dodge Intrepid?
Intrepid.
Intrepid?
Yep. Yeah. Intrepid was the same as like a Stratus. Same general... You know, sedan-y kind of thing.
Yeah. $700.
Yeah. How about that?
Awesome. Did you ever have one of those old station wagons with like the wood paneling on the side?
My was that mom before your had time? A van with wood paneling.
Wood paneling. That's going to make a comeback, isn't it?
I think it did.
My mom had a Chrysler Pacifica with some wood paneling on it when I was a kid.
I think the paneling came back.
It like already had its retro phase and then it's gone again?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't see them on the road now.
There's not a lot of wood paneling out there. I don't know. I don't know why I wrote that down to bring that up, but
I mean, you were right too. We were all way off.
Yeah,
it's true. You got us all.
$700. 803-0550. Our phone number at 1-888-550-2550. Monday, schedule time.
Mm-hmm. I hope so much they're going to Ireland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
I don't know. From listening to Sal, though, I'm not pinning a lot of hopes on
it. Well, the one thing about the international games is we really shouldn't treat them that they need a selling point because the international games are just on at 9:30.
Yeah.
And that's, for us here, are you more likely to watch it or is it just the game's on? It's 9:30.
It's just the game on. Just the game's on, I think.
Bills-Jags, that was in London, was that a high-profile game? That's the Bills and the Jaguars. If you are thinking, it's the Jags that bring the Bills. No, I'm sorry, that was a Bills home game. That's right.
Right.
That was a Bills home game that went to London.
I don't think they've played a road game overseas, right? Now, I'm wondering, does it also matter at all? I could look at trends on this. Maybe this information is kind of out there. That if you have 9 home games in a season and 8 road games in a season, are you less likely to have one of your 8 road games overseas? Because then it's more like you have 9 home games and 7 road games.
Yeah, that I don't know. But like, look at last year's NFL overseas games. Giants, Panthers.
Gross.
Right?
Terrible.
In the one scenario we're talking about, hey, the Steelers, who are they going to bring to gussy up that game? And the answer is, in week 10 last year, you had Giants and Panthers. Your other games overseas, you had Jags, Patriots.
Yeah.
Bears, Jags. Vikings, Jets. Mm-hmm. And Eagles, Packers. The best game of the entire international run was the first one. Week one, Brazil. Mm-hmm. And that this year, this time around, is the Chargers, right? The Chargers are in Brazil.
Yeah.
So you could get Chargers Chiefs. You could get Chargers road opponents. Let me pull that up because I feel like week one, they are aiming for a big game and that happens to be out of the country. But mm-hmm. week six, 9:30 a.m., I don't think Pittsburgh needs to pull some crazy high profile opponent. That could just be Steelers Jets, and no one would blink.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I guess wasn't the Jets owner also the ambassador to Ireland?
That sounds right.
At some point, maybe that was a good team to pick for that. Yeah, it's almost like it's too good. The Bills are too big of a draw to put over there.
Maybe.
I mean, really, I know Sal made this point too. Pittsburgh, I think, could be terrible this year. Mason Rudolph is currently their quarterback. But they are a brand, and they're definitely going to be one of these teams that gets a lot of primetime games that's not reflective with their expectation of their record, probably. Like, really, the Bills' road schedule, there's not many primetime options. And what, do we think all their primetime games are going to be at home? They'll have a road primetime game, right?
Yes.
And if you break that down, I mean, Pittsburgh's top of the list because of their brand, and then Allen, like... Bills at Steelers is very prime-timeable, if I could make that a word.
If you wanted to go prime-timeable for the Bills, I mean, sure, the Steelers are in the mix. So are the Texans.
Yeah.
And
for road opponents.
Road opponents.
You've got your division, but...
I would bet...
Steelers and Texans, kind of it, from what I see.
Well, Patriots and Dolphins.
The non-division.
Division games have been prime-time just on their own a couple times.
Right.
It is going to be interesting to see how many 1 o'clock home games there will be. If I set the over under at 2.5, what would you take?
2.5?
1 o'clock home games.
Well, I feel like Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs are all going to be 4 o'clock games.
At least, yes, if not 8 o'clock.
Eagles is going to be a 4 o'clock game. So then I've got Bucks, Jets, Saints, Patriots. I mean, I might think it's only two. Yeah, I'll go under.
You're under?
One division game and the Saints are going to be 1 o'clock games.
Like Bills, Jets, and the Saints are your 1 o'clock.
Bills, Saints, I feel like you could lock in for 1 o'clock. Right? Am I right on that? If there's one thing we know about this schedule, it's that Bills and Saints are going to be played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, that's a fun one. What's one thing we know about, you would bet about the schedule?
Because that would be mine. Bills, Saints will be at 1 o'clock.
The one thing I would bet about the schedule is that the Bills will play on Christmas.
That would be your number thing. I know you think it's going to that would be your number one thing.
Yes. Yep. I bet they play.
I mean, there are only six teams that will play on Christmas.
That's right. And last year
you're saying in general.
Last year there were four, and they were four contenders. It was Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs, Texans.
But there are six other contenders in the NFL.
That's right.
Do you think the odds are one of them is the Bills?
Give me one more day. Give me... Would you bet them on Christmas or Thanksgiving or Black Friday? They're not avoiding all three of those.
I would agree with that. Yeah, okay. They're not avoiding all three. That could be the way it's not on Christmas is if they're already if Amazon gets them on the Black Friday game, if Amazon still has a Black Friday game, I assume they do. Then you're probably out for Christmas. You know what I mean? Like if they were to get the Black Friday game, then maybe. I think you're probably not on Christmas.
Dan in New Jersey. Hey Dan, what's up?
Hey guys, you might have answered my question. Is the Steelers game, is that an away game for the Bills?
It is. It's Pittsburgh home game.
Oh. So if it were in Dublin, that would be one of your road games that you wouldn't have to go to like a tough environment. So
Got it. Well, I was you were taking us down memory lane. I was just going to acknowledge. I know we're excited about the new stadium, but it's the last year at Ralph Wilson Stadium, so I had a little bit of concern about losing a home game. I'm out of state, so I only get to go to one home game a year. So it's good to hear that we won't lose, one of the home games in the final year of the stadium. Maybe just an offshoot question to chew on. Any any recognition for the last, like, maybe the last game of the year? You think they'll do any sort of, like, recognition or celebration or anything of the stadium before we say goodbye to her? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I don't think there's any way they could lose a home game this year, right? I don't think there's any way they could lose a home game this year. They'd have to be international. An international home game. And I don't think that's in the cards at all. So, I think, wouldn't we already kind of know that anyway? Like, if the Bills were going to Brazil as the home team, like that, like the Charger people have already kind of said that that's going to happen to them. So, yeah, I don't know. I think you'll get your home games, and they'll probably finish the season at home. Might be another thing I would bet on. Like, week 18 will be at home.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Bets on the schedule. One thing to bet on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bills-Chiefs being at 4 o'clock is another one. Right? They haven't stuck that in a night game since the COVID year. I think the COVID year is the last time they did that. And the max on primetime games, whatever that number is. I got to fresh up on that. But whatever the max is for primetime games, I think you would obviously expect that the Bills are going to have that. So, and not many 1 o'clock games. Does it matter the final game at the stadium being at 1 o'clock versus at home? I don't think it does, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then the road schedule this year doesn't look great. It's just the Miami trip. And a drive down to Pittsburgh might be the best you're looking at. But I'm excited to find it out. Next Wednesday is the release. We usually find out the day as it progresses, though, and then Monday, Tuesday are more for the leaks. So, be ready.
The leaks. Give me some leaks. And I mean just leaks, but the coordinated announcements of, like, the trickle of information they like to get.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to announce week one Friday on Good Morning Football. Or Good Morning America, actually, probably.
Right.
Joe Buck will go on, and he'll tell everybody.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550 to join us.
$700.
For a car? Yeah.
$700.
Yeah.
You can get a car for $700 right now. Probably not that's 8 years old.
Oof.
Probably that's 25 years old. You don't think there's any way? Josh is shaking his head. No, I bet there's a 25-year-old car out there I'm sure I can get for $700.
I mean, that's not a lot of money.
For a car,
full
no.
Operational vehicle.
A right. set of you tires. You think $700 gets me a car that drives?
I don't think $700 gets you a set of tires right now. Never mind, like an actual vehicle.
I mean, I just go to, what, you got one in there?
Yeah, given a quick Facebook marketplace search, I have a 2000 Ford Taurus for $600.
There you go.
All right.
And it does not look
that's
very good.
That's an ugly car.
It looks like it doesn't move.
I don't think it's moved in 20 years.
Mm. All right. Brayton Wilson, when we return, we've got to talk about the draft lottery tonight. What is the drawing for? What is it? What's the drawing for? Who's the player? If they were to win, we could say, hooray, they're going to take insert name here. It's not a McDavid year. It's not a Matthews year. It's not even like a Jack Hughes year, I don't think.
There might be some debate on that.
All right. Brayton Wilson next on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.